can't afford to be and have any reductions in fire personnel or fire tenders or fire equipment. You know, what we need is to increase the number of firemen, firewomen, and the equipment that we have. I know there was a campaign run recently there to increase the numbers of firemen and women. Like, you know, so I don't know. I'm not exactly sure how many people came forward, you know, to offer their services, you know, to be a retained firefighter around the county. But I know locally there was a number, you know, there was a couple. And listen, I've heard problems from fire stations, you know, where there's been people that have been on the list that have been trying to be get into the fire service for the last couple of years, and there seems to be a very cumbersome process of getting there, where people have to go over to do tests over and over again, and once they pass them in, it could be but then the next test done, some of the previous tests they've done are out of date, and they have to do them again, you know. So we just need to pull this together, and we need to make sure that there's no cuts in the services, and in fact we need to make sure the services are increased rather than taken away, you know.
What very much seems to be impacting here the firefighters, and what seems to be annoying them, is the fact that an awful lot of these cuts have taken place, Jimmy, without what they're saying, any meaningful consultation.
Yeah, well, we've seen that, you know, and we've seen that a sort of a downgrading of services, like, you know, we've seen problems too with over the years. We all know that the service, the Bundoran Ballyshannon fire station debacle that's going on for years, where the two fire stations should have been built years and years ago, and it's coming up time and again, year after year, this comes up with which station will they build, or will they build the two of them? You know, it's time they just got their act together. You know, decided they're going to build the two stations and build them, and then you have a problem then in Glenconkill as well, where the fire station hasn't been properly kept up. Now, there have been some work done there recently, which is very, very welcome, you know. So, but now we see the bigger fire stations now, in Letterkenny and Buncrana, they're coming into problems, like, you know. So, listen, the country's awash for money, you know. We need to make sure that things like our fire service is properly maintained and properly resourced, you know, and that, you know, there's no cuts, you know, and that we increase the service we have rather than taking anything away from it.